The Wise Podcast continues. We are so pleased that Les Blatt is with us. His fall course is Intelligent Life in the Universe. We are also joined today by Bill O'Brien. His fall course is Competitiveness in the International Business Arena. And Martha Gauch with us, Climate Change, Science, and Perspective. As we were just discussing here on the podcast, all of this really relevant conversations, and unless it sounds as if it's all very conversational, your interests include experimental nuclear physics and astrophysics. I'm going to assume I don't have to be an astrophysicist, though, to have a very interesting conversation about what's going on about intelligent life in the universe. How do you kind of, as Bill was telling us a moment ago, how do you kind of relate to the class, get everybody involved?
Well, as we have started out with what everybody is talking about, you take things from the headlines, things that everybody is hearing about, thinking about, talking about, and you build on that. And I try to do that. Throughout my experience with WISE, I've been doing courses of various kinds for WISE for 7 or 8 years now, and I have always selected things which have something to do with science, because that's my background. That's what I understand most people maybe have an interest in. And for example, when I first started with WISE, the first course that I did had nothing to do with intelligent life in the universe. I called it Seeing the Light, and the idea of seeing the light is how our sense of vision works, how we see because of the light that shines on things and gets into our eyes, but how artists over the centuries have put the things that we see onto their canvases, and how we perceive it, and their greater knowledge as time goes by of how seeing things in the real world and putting things onto a canvas can be done better and better. So over the years, they got more three-dimensional pictures, and they got more realistic colors, and they dealt better with light and shadow. And all that has to do with discoveries that scientists were making along the way of how we see things in three dimensions and how our color vision works. And so I try to combine those scientific aspects with the artistic piece and just the enjoyment that we get out of viewing the work of artists.
Yeah, fascinating. And
so
the enjoyment
I have taken
coming to
many
the classroom.
Different subjects yeah. over the years. Whatever I happen to be interested in at the time, I say, I'm going to learn a little more about that and show how science is related to it.
Right.
So that's what I've been doing. And
that interest obviously translates to everybody in the classroom, and these discussions happen. And Martha, that's what seems to be these discussions. Now, the classes this fall are going to be online. When somebody, Martha, comes to your online classroom for Climate Change, Science, and Perspective, what should they expect?
They should expect to learn. They should expect to be open to considering new ideas and perhaps challenging some myths and expectations. They should expect to be interactive as much as we can be on an online course. I always enjoy learning about what my class participants bring, their own backgrounds, their own experiences. So I will often, at the very beginning of the class time, ask people to share a recent experience, or in this case, perhaps a headline that's impacted them, perhaps a lived experience about climate change or a question about climate change. We also, during the class, in the online format, we will pause and have polls or take a temperature of the class, see if anybody's got any questions, but also to stop and check your learning. So these will be short questions, yes or no, or the opportunity to write a little something or choose from, you know, among 4 or 5 different options. And that helps me understand where the class is in terms of what they've been picking up and what further questions they might have going forward. And then I also invite people who want to participate, and this is entirely optional, to do a little homework between classes, because these classes are on a weekly basis. They go for, mine have always been 5 sessions during the academic year, and it's always nice to encourage that participation by inviting pictures or stories or pieces of literature that people are connected to that relate to the topic. So yes, it's a learning experience, but it's also interactive, and participant input and experiences and knowledge are very much valued.
Boy, that is that's great. Doctor, I know that you have another appointment. I want to thank you so much for being able to be a part of the podcast this morning. We'll continue in just a moment with Bill and Les. But people, first of all, we want people to sign up for your class, Fall Course, Environment, Climate Change, Science, and Perspective. As we said, you're involved with Broad Meadow Brook. You're teaching at Worcester State University. If people want to follow you, find out more about you, what's the best way for them to be able to do that?
I would start with the Mass Audubon website, which is www.massaudubon.org. And from then you can search on Broad Meadow Brook and see the kinds of courses that we're offering, and also learn a little bit more about the sanctuary. If anybody is in Worcester, please drop by and visit. We're on Massasoit Road, and we're very easy to get to. And these days, I am usually around, so just ask for me, and I'd be happy to come out and have a chat. And, of course, Broad Meadow Brook is also on Facebook, and lots of interaction with visitors there. So you can learn a lot more about us through social media or by an old-fashioned physical drop-in visit, and we'd love to see you.
Wonderful. We have more to come on the WISE podcast, WISE Worcester Institute for Senior Education. Register for classes beginning on August 23rd, and then the classes themselves begin on September 9th. AssumptionWISE.org to register and learn more.